In the midst of doing that, we asked the public health district why they weren't posted and why we had to do this. And they said basically that's the way it's been done. And to this day, we have to file a Freedom of Information request every month to get the inspection reports that are posted at cucitizenaccess.org. And we do stories about them. And during this process, we were also told over and over again that probably the scores will be posted to the website, or the results would be posted to the website within a few months. And there were glitches and difficulties apparently with the vendor, but as year after year went, I said, well, we're providing a public service. The inspectors have been very happy, very cooperative in getting us the information, but we just have to file a Freedom of Information request, always available for comment. The public health district, for the most part, the board has not responded very often to any kinds of requests. So I believe by working on this and making this information available to the public that eventually the board and businesses have realized that Champaign County needs to be kind of like the rest of the nation and inform the public of what the situation is with the food.
Majority of these, I would imagine, are not egregious, horrible things. They're just a low mark because of maybe a couple of things that have happened.
Well, you should take a look at some of the scores. You have to have a lot of things going on or something very major to fail. For example, I didn't know we had German cockroaches in restaurants here. They're a particular kind of cockroach. I'm fortunately not that familiar with it, but, you know, rat droppings. There's some inspection reports I would not read and then go to eat. I think it best read after lunch or, you know, between meals. On the other hand, you can get low scores for employees not washing hands, leaving food out on the counter, etc. I also have to add that the restaurant owners have been fine with it, too. You know, they talk to their colleagues around the nation, and it's very typical to have your scores or some kind of grade system posted on your window at a restaurant.
So, you know, what do you see as the source for this resistance and why Champaign County appears to be so behind the curve on this?
I think if I were a restaurant owner and I hadn't been through the process and had insisted, I'd be worried that a bad score or a restaurant closing might kill my business. And I think that's an unreasonable fear because there are restaurants around the county that have been closed because of low scores. I might add that you have to get a pretty low score to get closed. You really have to have a system of 100, actually, I think, to be closed immediately, score less than zero. And to fail, it's, I think, 36 or below, mid-30s or below. So I think there's a fear of just straight out, it'll hurt business. But in fact, I think what you find is that if you have a public system that's public, it serves as a deterrent to serving bad food, and people don't get closed that often, and they do recover.
I don't think we need to get into specific locations here, but I've seen places on there. I've been to some of the locations on there. We're not talking about a hole in the wall, maybe in a rural town. We're talking about some pretty popular restaurants.
I mean, to be fair, any restaurant on any day could probably fail an inspection. What you have to be concerned about, what we're working on at cucitizenaccess.org, is failing repeatedly or getting low scores repeatedly. So you could see any kind of restaurant failed. What's key is, and this is another reason for it to be public and keep record, is to see whether a restaurant has failed over and over again. I have to say, clearly this is serving a need. This has probably driven the most traffic to our website that we've had from anything else, and people talk about it. They check it out. And, you know, and the good thing about making it public and easy for the media to get it is it gives the media enough time and opportunity to explain what the system is and what a score means and how concerned we should be.
We'll talk about somebody who's doing it well. McLean County.
You know, I talk to a lot of press people around the country because I've been involved in enterprise investigative reporting for a long time. There is no one standard across the nation for doing this, but there is a general kind of disclosure. Say McLean County, maybe it's not perfect, but they put up the names of the restaurants and scores on their website. Vermilion County has posted restaurant inspections for some time. So even counties, contiguous counties, you know, they're making this information readily available. I think there's been a concern, in Champaign County that somehow the scores or the grades will be misinterpreted. The placard system is a step in the right direction, but more can be done, more can be posted on the website. At this point, the website, they are posting some information since last summer about restaurants in Champaign County, the public health officials, but it's a little cryptic. If someone failed, I think they're still saying reinspection needed as opposed to failed. So I think it can be a little bit more clear. But it's a good step in the right direction. It's unfortunate that restaurants in the county itself won't have to comply with this. So we'll probably be doing a story at CUCitizenAccess.org, county inspection records, really focusing on the record of the restaurants that will not have to put placards in their windows. Although I hear there are a bunch of them that want to voluntarily be a part of this effort.
My understanding is this was rejected by the county board because chambers of commerce, economic interests, were worried about what impact this would have.
Right. Again, I think it's an unreasonable fear, but I understand it. If I were running a restaurant and I got closed or people could see I had failed an inspection, I could be concerned. But quite frankly, people are used to going to certain restaurants. The public is intelligent. You don't have to underestimate their intelligence. They know that a restaurant may have a difficult time. You know, what really will kill a restaurant's business is to have 100 people get sick from a salad bar.
Well, what else haven't we touched on this that you want to point out is your efforts the last few years to get this going?
Well, I think it's not only been a public service, it's been a good thing for students and journalists in the community. For the students, you know, a good learning process, a good example of how to do basic public service journalism. I think one thing we haven't explored yet are the number of restaurants that have close calls. Because the score has to be pretty low in the mid-30s to fail an inspection, I don't think we focus enough on the scores of 37, 38, 39, and in the 40s. So what we'd like to do is a little bit more detail that we haven't done before. And we're actually working with some top-notch computer programmer at the university to do a better analysis and to make our data more interactive so that as a member of the public, you can really play around with the data and see what the problems are. We not only do stories and post the scores, we actually post the entire inspection report because we want the public to be able to judge for themselves how the score was interpreted, what were the problems. And I think, full disclosure, it's going to make us all a lot healthier.